Keeps you wisdom, keeps you cooked, keeps you quiet, uplifts. Welcome back, everyone, to another wonderful Warrior Wednesdays. I'm your host, Kansuke Tashmiet, and coming to you from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people, also known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So, Sukuni for allowing me to be a guest on your lands. And this week, I want to talk a little bit about brain health, almost like mental health. That it ties into mental health, and that's what this podcast I originally started it for, was to talk about things that I do on a daily basis, or I've done to help me become the best version of myself. And the things that I've learned and the things that I do, I hope it helps you as well. And I hope that you take the things I say with a grain of salt as well, because I'm not in colonial terms professional. You know, I'm not quote unquote, you know, a doctor or things like that. It's just things that I've done in my life to help me. And so let's talk about mental health. You know, it's a pretty big topic nowadays. And the things I've been listening to and the things I've been doing, more so on, you know, I work out, I stretch, I meditate daily for my health, physical health, heart health, all that stuff. I do cardio, I foam roll, you know, myofascial release, you know, releasing all the stress in the muscles. But another thing a lot of people overlook is their brain health and things that they are doing that don't actually serve them the best purpose. And you know, simply being diagnosed wrongly with something when it could just be simply the things that you are putting on your skin every day, the things you're brushing your teeth with, you know, the things you're washing your clothes in, the stuff you wash your body with when you go into the shower, you know. I've been listening to a doctor, his name's Dr. Amen, and he's a brain specialist, and he has a lot of amazing things for your brain. Dr. Daniel Amen, yeah, that's his full name. He has some very, very interesting stuff, and he puts a lot of good stuff into perspective. You know, being a male, I shave, you know, I shave my face, and he talked about simply using certain shaving creams can have an effect on your brain. Just something as simple as, you know, shaving with a different type of cream. Just because you think about your body, right? Your skin is like your biggest organ. It literally sucks everything in, you know. I was told to look at my skin like my intestines just turned inside out, right? So anything you put on your skin, I was told, if you're not gonna eat it, like if you wouldn't eat it, like if it wasn't healthy enough to eat, why are you putting it on your skin? Because your body absorbs it almost in the same way. And that's the way I started to look at things. And this was all around right when I was diagnosed. Actually, this is after I was diagnosed with cancer. So I started to be more mindful in the things I purchased and the places where I shop. And I've even started to learn even more. So I even actually changed my shaving cream. So if you are looking for like a healthier thing to put on your face to shave with, or wherever, you know, wherever you want to shave, it's called Kiss My Face. And I bought it on Amazon. So I just went on Amazon, looked up Kiss My Face shaving cream. It's a lot different. It doesn't foam up the same way as your traditional shaving cream, but it still works, gets the job done, and I know that it's not going to affect my brain health down the road. And I record my podcast on Saturday. So as you all know, I switched roles in my job, and I work from Monday to Friday now, and it's been amazing. It's been weird. It's been different because it's a whole new field. I'm in an office setting, you know, I work from home a few days, and I'm dressing up. I'm wearing business casual clothing, and it's interesting. You know, I kind of like it. I do like it. And it's giving me time to sleep more. And last night, it was kind of interesting, right? Because I had done everything I needed to do, and it was Friday night, and most people go out, you know, oh yeah, for the weekend, you know, Friday night, yeah, let's go party, you know, or that's how I used to be, right? Or let's go do something. And I used to always want to stay up late, and I used to wanted to just, you know, go to a movie or whatever, right? But Friday night, I was in bed by like 9 o'clock last night. Like I got a good 8 hours of sleep last night. And he also talks about the importance of sleep and getting rest and how it's really important for your brain health to get sleep. And I was like, wow, you know, that makes sense, because when I was working all those hours, I was getting sleep. I was getting, like, you know, according to my Apple Watch, I was getting about 6.5 to 6 hours and 45 minutes worth of sleep on the days I went to the gym. And on my rest days, I would get about 7.5. And I started to it's really started to take a toll on me mentally. You know, I was honestly just feeling like I was dragging my butt. I was getting burnt out. I was tired because Saturday evening when I got off work, I had to record my podcast, edit it, upload it. Sunday was like, you know, I would do chores, and I wasn't even spending time with my partner. So I was spending time with her, but I was spending time doing my chores on my only day off. So it was like cutting into doing things, you know, I'd have to have my laundry done, meal prep, cook all my food. As you know, I like to eat healthier, and I enjoy a routine with that. You know, it's really good for your body as well to have that routine of healthy, well-balanced meals. And I just felt like it was like never ending. You know, Monday was just like boom, right there. And now I'm actually really looking forward to go to work, to like learning and doing new things and being in a new environment. And it's pretty cool. So like the brain health and getting sleep is super vital. And I live on a noisy road, as I talked about. I have double blackout curtains for my window. I have like almost on the one wall that's kind of empty, I have soundproof panels. So they're the same color as the wall. They're white, so you don't even really notice them. It just helps dampen the sound from the main road that I live on. And then I also cut all the lights out. Like it's like pitch dark. I do have like a little night light that I use that helps me when I have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the washroom, and that's about it. And I sleep with, they're called, I talked about them before, but they're just like little plugs that you put in your ear. These plugs I put in my ear, they're not ear plugs. They're not construction style. They're, I forgot the name right now. I'll come back to that. But yeah, I put those in my ear, and I put a little bit of background noise in the background, so I'll have rain. I really enjoy the sound of rain. I don't like, you know, some days I don't like working in it, but I just really enjoy the sound of rain. You know, if you think about it, just find a calming sound that's good for you. Sometimes I'll do nature, like bugs chirping and frogs and like kind of running water. But honestly, my go-to is the rain, and like the rain, I love the sound of the rain. So maybe that's the reason why I love Vancouver so much, because it's like the wet coast. You know, it's not even the west coast, it's the wet coast, because it rains so much here. and I will sleep with that. And I will also have like everything out, so everything's black. I sleep with the coolness, you know. So you're supposed to keep your room nice and cool when it goes to dark. You know, our bodies are so used to being like nomads, being hunter gatherers. You know, where we would be living out in the elements. Some of us be sleeping in huts, you know, longhouses, teepees, you know. Other, as well as, you know, if you don't come from North America, you know, way back in the way when you guys were hunter-gatherers, the same thing, right? Your body was used to the elements, you know. It gets cold at night, gets dark at night, you can't see a lot of things, so your body shuts down naturally, right? So that's what I do with my room. And in the morning I have it set up so my lights will turn on slowly. It'll start with a little bit of a bright, like a little orange, like red tintish light, like a sun coming up, and it'll slowly start to get brighter. And in the winter times, I'll actually turn on my heater, so it heats up my room as well. So it's, you know, telling my body, hey, the sun's coming up, it's time to get up, it's time to do your things. So sleep is a massive thing for brain health, and also exercising. Any form of exercising that you can do, you know, tennis, they say table tennis is really good for your brain. He says pickleball is really good for you, like things that use your hand eye coordination are really good. Dancing is really good for your brain. Just moving your body, walking, but trying to walk at a faster pace, you know, jogging, biking, things that are going to get your body, MMA, you know, that gets your heart pumping faster, you know, getting blood pumping, because our brain uses 20% of our blood. So that's a lot of blood that our brain uses, and it uses a lot of oxygen as well. So the breath, I talked about that before, your breath is super important. So if you're breathing like, because you're like, you're exercising, right? If you're moving, you're dancing, whatever you're doing, you're getting more oxygen, you're getting more blood to your brain, and blood flow to the brain is super important for a healthy mind. I also started taking ginkgo biloba. I always have trouble saying it. Ginkgo biloba, I think it's called. So it's like a blood strengthener. So it actually helps bring more blood to your brain, you know, which helps you in the long run. So he talks about that. So exercise, sleep, nutrition is an important one. You know, stop eating processed foods all the time. You know, it's okay to have once in a while. Refined sugars is a big one too. Stop eating refined sugars. Myself, when I stopped having sugar in my coffee, I switched to honey, and then eventually I jumped over to monk fruit, stevia, and that's my go-to for sweeteners now for my coffee. Eating just whole foods, you know, things like that, watching where your meats are coming from. And then I also was interested, and I thought that was cool, but what you wash your clothes in, you know, the scents, the perfumes, you know, things like that can actually have an effect on your brain. Playing sport as a young person, you know, physical sport like football or hockey or lacrosse or rugby, anything that can like hit your brain or move your brain, or skateboarding or biking, things where you have to wear helmets, having a little bit of damage to your head can do a lot for your mental health, and it can like make you go down a spiral of being diagnosed with something that's not even truly what it is. So getting on your mental health is super important. You know, I can't stress that enough. Doesn't matter what age you are. And Dr. Daniel Amen talks about that. He actually had this famous baseball player who was in his mid-20s come into him, and you know, he was drinking, he was doing all these things, eating a lot of processed foods, and he was just, you know, he started to come to him, and within like 3 months, he drastically trained his brain. Like he changed his brain by like just changing the things he uses, what he eats, getting more sleep, things like that. Just doing the things that I'm talking about. And then he came back to him in a year. And it was just profound how far his brain had gone, you know. And I really, really can't stress, you know, to live a life where you're not in as much pain. Because pain is inevitable, right? Pain is going to happen to us no matter what. It's either the pain of being diagnosed with these things, or it's the pain of working out, getting physical, you know, the pain of going to sleep early, the FOMO, all these things, you know, the pain that happens. And you know, everything's in seasons, you know, so I look at that as well. Because in the summer times, I am up late, you know, but I still get a decent amount of sleep. I try to sleep with the little covers, the eye covers over my face. I'm going to bring my earplugs with me when I'm on the road traveling, you know, just so I can get my body to get the most sleep and recovery as possible. Because when we sleep, we're actually, our brains are, you know, it's like when you have your phone open and you have all these apps open and your phone's like running super slow. You're like, why is my phone running so slow? And then you come to it and you look and you got like 150 apps open. Well, no wonder why your phone is running so slow, is because all these apps are open. So you start swiping and closing all these apps, right? Swipe, 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 close, 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 close. And then you go to open an app and boom, it works faster. Well, that's the same thing when you're sleeping. That's what your brain's actually doing. It's like wiping everything away. It's cleaning itself so it can come back fully functional to the next day. And I get good night's sleeps. I drink a lot of water. And I wake up and I don't even have coffee for almost the first 45 minutes to an hour of waking up. You know, it's funny how people think they need coffee to wake up when you actually don't. Because coffee doesn't actually wake you up. It just blocks those sensors that you're tired. You know, I love coffee for the taste of coffee. So that's why, you know, I don't have a lot of creams in my stuff. I'll have it like, I'll French press it, or I'll take the time to make a good coffee, because I know that good coffee can go a long way, and it can, you know, it can do wonders for your body. You know, it actually can be an antidepressant as well, because it does, you know, it does brighten me up, it does make me feel better. And but I don't need it right away. You know, I don't need it. I'm not one of those people like, oh, don't talk to me until I had my coffee. You know, you see those memes all the time, but coffee doesn't do that to you. It doesn't wake you up. It just blocks those sensors that you're tired. So start to invest in yourself more. That's what I challenge you this week. Get some sleep. Get some rest. Drink more water. Get out and exercise more. Now that it's springtime for all of us, but you know, I've seen across the prairies here in North America, it has snowed. Try to get out more, exercise, get the heart going, get the blood flowing. Go get your mental, get your brain health in check. Because I would much rather live a life of a little bit of a pain, you know, going to the gym and things like that, than a lifelong pain of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or, you know, having brain fog, or just forgetting everything. So just imagine that. The whole life that you live right now, one day you forget and you can't remember everything because you're diagnosed with, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's. That's kind of sad in a way, right? And that's what I don't want to happen to myself, and I don't want to happen for you. So invest in yourself, love yourself, have an amazing week. Thank you, all my wealthy warriors, for tuning in. Sukini, Dagas, and remember, everything always happens for the right reasons. Take care.